Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. Hope you're all having a lovely week and happy 1st of March. This year is flying. I don't know if it's because I have a lot going on and it's my wedding and it's creeping up super quickly, or if it's just flying for you guys as well. Let me know. But yeah, happy 1st of March. I hope you are all having a lovely week. And if you're listening to me whilst you're walking, hope you are having a lovely wellness walk today. So first of all, I want to kickstart with reminding you, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast episode, it's a really good one. It's about maintaining a work-life balance and avoiding burnout, which is something that a lot of us struggle with, having that work-life balance. I think, especially us women, I think we juggle a lot of plates. A lot of us work full-time, a lot of us, not myself, but many of you have kids, several kids of different ages, you know, school, nursery, or at home. So you're juggling them and you're juggling activities after school. And then you're obviously juggling running the household, obviously, and also, you know, wanting to prioritize yourself, your health, your fitness as well. And that should definitely be a priority because, you know, if you're looking after yourself, you're able to look after everyone and run everything a lot more smoothly. So yeah, go take a listen to that now if you haven't already listened to last week's podcast episode. But on today's episode, I'm actually going to cover a few questions that I get asked quite frequently on the topic of perimenopause. Because if you don't already know, I am a certified menopause support coach. So I do help a lot of women in their mid-30s to kind of mid-50s who are going through perimenopause with this transition. So yeah, I do get asked a lot of questions. So I've just compiled a few of the most common ones and I'm just going to answer them today. So there's four questions here. So we're going to kickstart with the first one, which is, can you still get pregnant? Are you still fertile during perimenopause? And the answer is yes. So if you do not want to get pregnant, then make sure you're still using contraception of some form during these years, because perimenopause can last 10 to 15 years. So it's a significant amount of time. And during this time, our female reproductive hormones are slowly declining until we no longer produce them, because we don't need to, because we're no longer producing or reproducing. So they are declining, but they are still within us and we still produce them. So you can still get pregnant during perimenopause. And this is up till you hit menopause and then postmenopause. So menopause is when you haven't had a period for a full 12 months and one day. That one day is menopause and then you move into postmenopause. So it can be harder, obviously, to get pregnant because you start to produce less of the female reproductive hormones that are needed to get pregnant. And also your periods become irregular. So your cycles become irregular. You might skip a period or your cycle might go from 28 days to 38 days, but then some months it might go back down to 28. So it's hard to track your cycle. So that it is hard to know when best to conceive. So it can get harder, but you absolutely can still get pregnant throughout this time. Question number two. Quite a few people have come to me upset because they are struggling with having sex and intimacy with their partners. They've never struggled with this in the past and it's causing problems within their relationship. And this is really common because, again, as we lose some of these female reproductive hormones, sex can become painful. Our vaginas can become sore. They can become dry, all the time. So you might experience it on walks or runs or in the gym, but also during sex, it can be painful. There can be bleeding. And obviously that's going to be really off-putting for you. You're not going to want to be having sex if it's going to be causing you, you know, discomfort. So there are things you can do about this. You can take hormone replacement therapy, so HRT, which will help with lubricating the vagina. So that's definitely an option. And I would encourage everyone to speak to their GPs about this and just talk through the options available. There's also estrogen creams that you can put onto the area, which will help with moistening the vagina. And then also lubricants, you know, use lube. Get your lubes and lube up and it will be a lot more comfortable. But yeah, obviously you don't want to be doing that in the gym and on your walks and runs as well. So there is the estrogen creams or HRT, and also just making sure that you're wearing appropriate underwear as well that isn't going to be rubbing, causing more discomfort. But then also, you know, it's not just that you can get sore vaginas during sex, but also a lot of women lose their confidence throughout perimenopausal years, possibly because you've gained a little bit of unwanted body fat, possibly because you are feeling a bit more anxious, which is completely due to the change in hormones, possibly because you feel like you are a shadow of of your former self. You don't feel sexy like you used to feel. And that can be quite off-putting, having sex when you don't feel like, you know, as good as you used to. And maybe you want to have the lights off all the time and it's just not the same. And that can be hard as well for both you and your partner. And you might find that your partner's starting to feel a little bit rejected because suddenly you don't want to have sex so often, or you, you know, are less confident than you used to be. Maybe they feel like you are, you know, not as interested in them. But it's not a reflection on them at all. But they do not know this unless we speak to them and explain to them how we are feeling and what we're going through. Because, you know, menopause is only just becoming something that we're talking about more often now and over the last like 5 years. But it's still not openly talked about. And men in particular know a lot less than we do. So you do need to open up and have a conversation with them. And obviously your partner's only going to be grateful that you're speaking to them about it and understanding why things are like they are. So do try and have a conversation with them. So that they understand and they'll be more open, hopefully, to trying different things, to using lubricants and maybe trying different positions that are more comfortable for you. And also, you know, it's probably not just actually the sex. It's also just being intimate with one another like you used to be. You might not realize, but maybe you are being a little bit more standoffish or, you know, less intimate, less touchy-feely than you used to be just because of how you're feeling. But you don't notice that it's actually affecting others. So again, working on just, you know, being a bit more intimate with each other and being kind to each other and, yeah, understanding how each other feels. But also there are, you can have counselling or couples therapy to talk through these kind of things because it's new, it's weird, it's not nice. So maybe it is worth speaking to someone as well if you are really struggling with this. But know that it is so common for this to happen during perimenopause, and there is absolutely things that can be done. And I would urge you to speak to your GP about HRT because it could make it a completely different situation. Another common one is that a lot of women find they are a lot more short-tempered than they used to be, a lot snappier with the kids. You know, they might not have changed anything. They might have come in, dropped their bags down after school, kicked their shoes off and ran and sat in front of the TV and you are fuming. And you never used to get to you quite like you do now. So you're just a lot more short-tempered or with your partner, you know, they haven't necessarily done anything different, but things just are starting to really affect you a lot more than they used to. And this is normal. This is to do with the fluctuations in hormones because we're not just losing, you know, we're not just having a decrease in our female hormones, but they also fluctuate. You know, one day they might shoot back up again and you feel much better and you're like, oh, I'm back to my old self. And then they can massively drop. So they fluctuate up and down throughout the month and throughout the whole of the perimenopausal journey, slowly decreasing, but with these fluctuations. So one day can be completely different to the other. You can be reacting completely differently to a situation one day than you would the next. So I would urge you to, you know, obviously, again, speak to your partner so they understand it a little bit more. Maybe they can help you out a little bit more when they notice you getting a little bit more uptight and wound up or stressed than usual. They can take over and help. But also there are things like, you know, it's fine to take 5 minutes. If you feel like you're literally going to blow up at your kids, take 5 minutes, go upstairs, go to the toilet, lock yourself away and just stop and breathe, all right? Because you know this isn't how you'd usually react. And sometimes it just takes taking yourself away from the situation, having a little breather, having 5 minutes and then going back to face it slightly calmer. Or there's things like, you know, breathing techniques are amazing. There's the box breath technique that's really good. Or even just breathing in slowly for 3 seconds, holding it for 3 seconds, and breathing out slowly for 3 seconds will really help calm your nervous system and reduce that stress that you feel is building inside of you. And then things like the Calm app or other meditations that you can do that take 5-10 minutes if you're having a particularly hard day. So yeah, if that is you and you're feeling like that and you're getting quite upset about how you react to people, firstly, know that you're not alone and it's not your fault. It is these changes in hormones. Just like, you know, around our periods for years, we've had days, like I have a day where I'm just either more emotional or more short-tempered than usual. And that's hormonal fluctuations. And it's, and I still forget about it. And then it comes and I'm like, oh, it happens. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that was my period. And it's the same going through perimenopause. We forget that this happens. And it's like, oh yeah, be kind to yourself. It's not you. It's these changes that we're not used to. But, you know, apologizing is fine. If you apologize, then your loved ones will forget about it. And you do not need to dwell over it. Or explaining to them, you know, I'm sorry, mummy's feeling a little bit uptight today. Or sorry to your partner, feeling a bit stressed. You know, there's no reason for it other than I'm going through this hard time. And, you know, I'm going to try and manage it a little bit better. But again, well, exercise is also a great thing. It's a bit of you time. It's great stress reliever. And that can be, you know, just getting outside quickly for a quick 10, 15 minute run if you're really feeling stressed, or taking yourself off to the gym, or just a walk. That is a great stress reliever. Or, you know, picking up the phone and chatting to someone else that's going through the same thing, having a laugh about it. There are other ways to deal with it as well. You deal with it in your own way, but know that you are not alone and that this is completely normal. And then one of the big questions that I get asked probably daily is to do with weight gain and menopausal belly. It's quite a common thing that I hear. And a lot of women are just saying, you know, I'm doing nothing different to what I was doing before. You know, I eat the similar foods. Why am I slowly gaining weight? Is it just because I'm in perimenopause? And it is common to gain body fat, especially around the stomach and the thigh area during perimenopause for females. But it isn't just that we go into perimenopause and we start gaining weight. It is because we are moving less and possibly eating more, or not offsetting the fact that we're moving less by eating a little bit less. And I know you're probably thinking, but I don't. Like, I still move just as much as I used to, or I eat the same foods as I used to. But you might not realize, but you possibly are just moving less because maybe you're struggling with sleep. Maybe you're getting hot sweats or hot flushes, or your sleep is just disturbed. You're not getting as much sleep. So therefore you are just exhausted a lot of the time. And maybe, yes, you're going out and getting your 1 hour of exercise in during the week that is scheduled. But the rest of the time, you know, the other 23 hours of the day or whatever it is that you're not sleeping, so, you know, the other 10 hours of the day, maybe you're sat a lot more than you used to be. Maybe you fidget less, because just fidgeting burns a lot of calories. So maybe you're fidgeting less without even realizing because you're tired. Or maybe you're going out for less walks than you used to because you're tired. Or maybe you don't, you know, march around the house like you used to, doing laundry on the phone or whatever other jobs you would do. So you're just moving a little bit less. Or maybe, you know, you're going out less than you used to. Maybe you used to catch up with friends throughout the week, throughout the day, and you're doing less of that because you're becoming a little bit more anxious, or you're becoming a little bit more, you know, your confidence is lacking. You don't want to do those things so much anymore. Or maybe even you're feeling a little bit depressed and a little bit low and you just don't want to go out. And that is a side effect of perimenopause, feeling quite low, flat, depressed, nothing really bringing you joy and not really wanting to do a lot. That's a side effect of, or a symptom of, perimenopause, and it can all affect your movement without you even realizing. Yes, you're still going to the gym as much as you used to, or going out for as many runs as you used to, or going to your local exercise class, but the rest of your movement is lacking. But you're still eating the same amount, and therefore you're moving less, you're eating the same, and you're, you know, that's why your weight is slowly creeping up, because you're actually not burning as many calories as you used to, and you're not countering for that. Or possibly you're eating a little bit more without really realizing. Yes, maybe your main meals are still the same, but are you drinking more alcohol because you think, oh, I haven't slept for days, I'm exhausted, I deserve a glass of wine? So you have a glass of wine, or maybe you think that's going to help you fall asleep. So you have a glass of wine, and then creeps into a glass of wine every night, and maybe two glasses of wine most nights, because you can't now sleep without it, although the glass of wine is actually affecting your sleep negatively. So it's all a vicious cycle. And these are calories that you're not really thinking about, because yes, you're eating the same meals and your meals are pretty healthy. But a glass of wine is easily 150 calories. Two glasses of wine is 300 calories. Across the week, that's quite a lot more calories and you're not really noticing it. Or you're comfort eating, you know, in the evening, when you're exhausted again, you just start reaching for a little bit of chocolate or some crisps, and one handful turns into two. And again, you don't really notice. And this is super common as well. Or you're grabbing more snacks throughout the day because you're exhausted, or because you're super busy and you don't have time to make meals. So you're just grabbing things on the go and you don't really notice how many times you're grabbing little snacks here and there, which again add up, and you're not feeling like you're eating a lot because it's not very filling because they're only small snacks, but every 200 calories of snacks adds up as well. And so you're slowly bringing yourself into a calorie surplus because you're moving a little bit less and you're eating a little bit more. And that's why we gain the body fat around the stomach area. It's not just because we've entered perimenopause. There are reasons for this, but we just don't realize. And, you know, at different stages of life, we will move less. When you've got young kids, you'll find that you're running around after them all the time. And then slowly as they age and they don't need you so much, you're running around after them less or not at all. And you know, movement is going to go, it's going to decrease. Or there's times in your life when, you know, you're going out and you're a bit more social, and maybe actually now, although you're going out, you're in perimenopause, you're still going out and socializing a lot. So you're tired, but you're still going out and socializing a lot. So actually your calories are creeping up as well. So there's loads of reason for it. So there are things you can do about weight gain. It is just making sure that you are being mindful about your movement and about your food consumption. And, you know, if you feel like you still don't believe this and you still feel like, you know, I'm not doing anything different, then it might be worth speaking to a professional like myself, a coach who works with hundreds of women going through perimenopause who have gained unwanted body fat. And we have managed to reverse this, get into healthier habits, reduce the body fat, and start to feel energized, confident, happier, healthier, and just like you used to feel pre-menopause again. So if that's what you're looking for, then do just drop me a message either on Instagram or an email, hannah@hbwellness.uk, and we can chat more, or find someone else that you think is more suited to you and reach out, because you don't have to just suffer for the next 10 years through menopause feeling like this, because that is not it. You can still thrive. You can. I have evidence for that. So yeah, hopefully, you know, if there are a couple of questions that maybe you've been thinking about or things that you didn't really realize were symptoms of perimenopause, and hopefully you found something interesting in this episode today. Also, if you think that you know any one that would benefit from listening to this, any friends or any work colleagues or a family member that you think, oh, actually, they'd find this really helpful, then please do share it with them. Send them to the Wellness Walks podcast, because, yeah, I just want to help as many women out there as possible with their overall wellness. All right. I think that's all from me today. So I'm going to go now, but have a lovely rest of your day, everyone. Take care, and I will catch you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram @HannahBrightWellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.